Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep. People Empower Purpose. First and foremost, I want to thank y'all for coming on and listening to this podcast. It's a beautiful evening. I am actually walking and outside enjoying the weather. And I know it's been a couple of days since my last podcast, and we're just thinking about how the processes are and getting everybody, you know, this is about to be fall here. I know everybody's like, fall? We still got the summertime. What? Hold on. Don't rush it. But we have to look at what's going on in the process and what's going on in everything we're doing right now. Because the seasons are about to change. Also, a lot of children are going back to school. A lot of grown folks are going back to school, and a lot of separation and processes with, you know, new freshmen going into colleges and things of that nature, and a lot of separation between mother and daughter, father and son, parents. Period, and a new embarkation for our young people. I want to talk about really the wheat and the tare. And I know that's weird, the fact that I brought all that into, you know, that beginning and trying to tie it in with wheat and the tare. Because we are men and women of God, and we're striving to be closer to Him and understand Him and understand His ways. But His ways is not our ways, and His thoughts is not our thoughts. First and foremost, let me make that clear. Secondly, you got to remember that because He is the author and finisher of our faith, there are things that he does that kind of makes it like, really, Daddy, you're going to do this right now? Why are you doing it this way? When in reality, God is just helping us to go through the process. So I say the wheat and the tare because there's a season where the wheat and the tare grows together. Now, if you know anything about the Bible or anything about past and how wheat grows, there is also a type of, I'm not going to say a weed, but it's almost a damaging, I'll say weed, if we want to call it that, that actually grows at times with the wheat. And when it's harvest time, which we're walking into, which we're being prepared for, is time where the wheat and the tare are separated. Now, in biblical times, where they would go out into the fields, and the women with the baskets, they'll take the wheat and put it in the little pot and the little basket and throw it and fling it and let the air, let the natural air, just the wind, just take the tare, which is very light. It's lighter than wheat, and the wheat falls into the basket. That is when we separate the wheat from the tare. In that process isn't easy. That process is actually a little bit rough because the wind comes and takes that tare away. Now, everybody understands that there is a process, and we deal with experiences. And some people say, well, why is this young person going through all this? Or why is that person going through all this? And they're so nice. They're so good. They're good. Let's use Job for an example in the Word of God. He had everything that God could give somebody. He was well off. He had a wonderful family, a good wife, and beautiful kids and grandkids. And he was living his best life, right? And then all of a sudden, Satan comes and talks to God and has a conversation. And that's a whole nother podcast. When Satan has a conversation with God about you. Okay. Oh, that's a good one. when Satan came to God, he said, well, what about your servant over there, Job? Brother Job seemed like he's chilling. He praises you because of the fact that you give him everything. How about, I bet you, If you let me take everything, notice I said you let, because that's how Satan works. He can't touch you. He can't touch you unless God allows it, and it's all for your good. And he said, let me touch him. Let me take everything from him. Let me give him strife. Let me have him question what's going on. Let me take his friends. Let me kill his children. Let me take their lives. Let me do that. He doesn't have that authority to take life, but he can cause things to happen for life to be taken away. Let me get that clear. So God allows it. And he goes through these boils. He deals with everything. He says, don't do nothing, but don't touch his soul. So he takes everything from him. And the whole time, Job is praising God. And even his wife says, why are you not questioning God? Why are you not cursing God? God took everything from us. And basically, Job was like, be quiet, woman. I know what I'm doing. I think I know what I'm doing. I ain't sure what I'm doing. But we're not gonna tear up God. We're not going to talk about the Father, because he gave me everything I need. All these things, right? And God restored him down the line. After he proved himself worthy, he blessed him in the process. Even more, he gave him triple for his trouble. Not double, triple for his trouble. I say all this to say is, this is harvest time, guys. We are closing the book on all the frivolous things, all the slothfulness, all the gluttonous that y'all been doing during the summer. Y'all been eating like y'all crazy. Y'all been eating all the seafood. Y'all been out here doing whatever. Y'all been kikiing and all that good stuff. It's harvest time. What is your harvest? Because your harvest shows what you have done through the course of this time. Now, I've talked about mindset. I've talked about staying focused. I've talked about, you know, being able to deal with heaviness and processing and praising through that thing. I've talked about being humble and walking with one another and honoring one another and loving one another. And I also talked about self-care. I also talked about taking care of yourself. Because in order for you to take care of somebody else, you have to take care of yourself first. You can't love someone and show someone love if you don't know how to love yourself. And then you can love God, and then you can show love to others. I say all this to say is, because of the harvest season coming to a head, we have been growing with the tear this whole time. We have been going through the rain, going through the mud, going through all the stress, going through the storm, being pressed through the storm, and keeping our eyes on Christ, remembering that as long as we stay focused on Jesus, we're going to be all right, because he has us safe in his arms, wrapped up, loving on us and keeping us focused. Now God is about to stir up again. Yeah, I know y'all didn't want to hear that, but in order for the tare to be separated from the wheat, there is a process of separation. There is a tugging, there is a stretching, there is a push as we pray. There is a shift, and God is about to show you your true you. With all these things that make us up, all these layers, all this onion that we have, all these things that make us the core of who we are now being separated from the cloak of the tare. Now we are truly the wheat. Now he can eat. We are what he calls the manna from heaven. He is pouring down the manna and giving us a new restoration, a new life, a new season. And we are to embrace it. But be prepared, because the distractions will come. The distractions are here for some of you, some of us. But that's all they are, is distractions. Because if you were on the enemy's side, he wouldn't be fighting this hard to get you. Let me say that again. If you was on the enemy's side, he would not be trying so hard to get you. Just like he did with Job. He still didn't get him. But he'll never win. I need to remind you all that Jesus won. He paid the price. He died on the cross. And praise God, he rose again. He went down to hell, took the keys back, and took the sting out of death. And now all we have to do is just walk in the purpose that God has given us. Jesus is coming home, back from home to home, because all of this is his. But he's coming back. And the question I raise to you tonight is, are you ready? I know everybody like, I'm ready. Wow, that's a deep question. Yes, it's a deep question. Are you ready? Are you ready to stand before the throne? Because everyone is going to be called to stand and be owned up by the life that they lived, the dash between the day that they were born and the day that they died. Let's take every second of the day and let's make it what it is. Let's not worry about getting cut off on 95 and telling somebody off. Let's love one another. Let's press through. Let's accept the wheat and the tare being separated. Let's shift this thing. Let's walk in the authority that God has greatly given us. He is who he said he was. He's been the same day before, yesterday, tomorrow, and forevermore. That's Daddy. I am excited for this new season. I am so excited because one, I have the opportunity to experience it. Two, I have the resources that God has given me to embrace it. And three, because I'm not by myself. God has me, and he always has, and he will continue to have me. You have to understand that you are worthy. You are wheat, and you are worthy to be separated from the tare. Let's walk in the separation of the wheat and the tare. Let's walk in our harvest. I'm not talking about prosperity and money. I am talking about harvest. He says, bring ye all the tithes to the storehouse, that I may pour out a blessing. All to the storehouse. Is your storehouse full or is your storehouse empty? Have you been tithing? And I'm not talking about so much the tithe is the 10% of the money. I'm talking about, have you been tithing in tears? Have you been tithing in love? Have you been tithing in servitude? Have you been tithing in prayer? Have you been tithing in hugs? Have you been tithing in good mornings? Have you been tithing in you giving someone something of you? Are you sharing the wealth? Are you ready for the next? Are you ready? I am so glad to know each and every one of you. I know that sounds cliche-ish, but it's not. Because everybody on this podcast that listens to this podcast, it's not for them. However, if you're listening, praise God. And if you ain't, praise God anyhow. I'm just excited for the new. I thank God for another chance to get it right. And most of all, I thank you for Jesus who died and rose again for me and for you. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose. Let's walk in the wheat and in the tare. Let's get ready to be separated. It's harvest time. Have a great day.